Ladies and gentlemen, good morning or good afternoon. Welcome to the lastminute.com investor conference call. I'm Moira, the Chorus Call operator. The conference must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, it's my pleasure to hand over to Fabio Cannavale, Group CEO, Sergio Signoretti, CFO, and Mr. Nicolò Bossi, Head of Investor Relations of lastminute.com. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi and welcome everybody. Thanks for joining our full year 2017 investor analyst conference call, where the main focus will be on showing the new way of disclosing our financial results and give you a perception on how the business went last year. We will conclude with a Q&A session open to all people connected. We are here today with Fabio Cannavale, our Group CEO, and Sergio Signoretti, our CFO. As a general statement, I remind you to take a look at the disclaimer on page 2 and on the importance of being cautious in the evaluation of forward-looking statements included in this document. Now I let Fabio start with the description of group structure and key messages referring to our growth story and diversification of the business model. Please, Fabio, go ahead.
Good afternoon to everybody. In this annual report of 2017, for the first time, and in this presentation, you will find a comprehensive description of our core business performance, along with a bridge to our consolidated financial statements. This framework will be used from now on to better understand the metrics and the feeling of how the business is going. We have a Last Minute Holding. I have an holding activity that is the Dutch company, that is the entity that is traded at the SIX stock exchange. It is a part of the company where we have some costs for corporate activities, but there is no revenue. Then below that, there is two main parts of the business. One is what we call lastminute.com. That is what is include all the OTA and META activities with the operating headquarter in Chiasso in Switzerland. And then we have the venture initiative, which are the different initiatives we did in the last years to grow and explore new market on products or products. Desire represent one of the channels used to explore new potential fields of growth and foster innovation. These two activities are managed in an independent way, and also to reflect the manager and the group structure effectively, Marco Corradino, COO and executive director of the holding company, is appointed as CEO of lastminute.com, that englobe three main areas we see in this slide: the META part, where we have the brand JetCost and .scan, the OTA part, where we have our traditional brand Last Minute, Vola Gratis, Rumbo, Crocierissime, and the new brand that we just acquired at the end of 2017, VEGDA in Germany. And then we have the media part, that is all the part of the team that is working to sell and propose to our partner advertising agreement. Then if you look at our journey in perspective, we have a journey of growth and diversification. We are now, last year, about more than seven times the size of 2010. This is due to internal organic growth and growth with acquisition. And we started to be 14 years ago when we start up Vola Gratis, a company that will focus one country, one business, that was flights, low-cost flights. Of course, we start from scratch and as a bootstrap. After 14 years, we are still the same management team, that is me and Marco at the head of this company, but with a company you will see better also after, that is very diversified geographically. We have four country that is the main European country, five countries, so UK, France, Germany, Italy, and Spain, that are our core markets, where they are very balanced in terms of revenue and profitability. And we have also a mix of product. We are multi-product, so we have flights, hotel, and especially packages. So our specialization is not to be only a vendor of a single product, But having a technology that we have developed successfully in the last 8 years to be multi-product and to put together different products for our final customer. And then we have, as we've seen before, a multi-business model, because we have from one side, we are OTA, that is our traditional core business. Then we have a lot of part of our revenue coming from the meta model, that is a very smart complementarity with the OTA. And then we have the media model that is growing very fast in the has grown very fast in the last years, where we can, that's it's the best way to have an interaction and engagement with our final end user. I pass the word to Sergio for the analysis of 2017 results.
Thank you, Fabio. Good afternoon to all. We are on page 7 of the deck, and here we want to show what is the very successful business performance of the company in 2017. So these results, of course, correspond to lastminute.com perimeter that our CEO was describing before. So to the combination of the OTA and of the meta businesses, we start from the bottom. So we are registering an increase in the EBITDA versus 2016 of 8%. So 27.5 million euro versus 25.4, which is in our view, a very positive result, considering that we are absorbing approximately 6 million euro higher advertising investments, which have been done in 2017 in order to sustain our multi-brand strategy. In terms of process volumes, we are growing versus last year of 2%, exceeding the 2 billion euro process volumes, and this is due, despite a slight decrease in the number of bookings, to the fact that we are cross-selling more and more. So our diversification strategy that our CEO was commenting is aimed to sell more and more dynamic packages. Dynamic packages have an average ticket which is higher than the flights, as you see also in the annual report. That is the result why process volumes are increasing despite a slight decrease of the number of bookings. In terms of revenues, we are 1% less versus last year, but you should consider, as it is reported in the annual report, that the 261 million euro includes 14 million euro of non-recurring business revenues that was accounted for in 2016. So having restated and comparing the core business revenues, that is 251 versus 247.5, so a 1.5% above last year. Marketing performance costs are substantially in line, and of course, in terms of brand marketing costs, you see the impact of the higher investment that we have sustained in 2017, and we are keeping under control our cost base, with no increase versus last year. What you find in the right part of the slide is the cascade from the business EBITDA to the adjusted EBITDA that we report in our financial statements and in the annual report. So we deduct 6.3 million euro of corporate cost that as our CEO was mentioning, are not allocatable to the business and related to the holding activity. 4 million euro is the combination of the EBITDA loss of our two main ventures. One is Destination Italia, which is a venture with Banca Intesa aimed to develop the inbound touristic flows in Italy. The second is Wayne. So net of these 4 million euro, we arrive to an EBITDA adjusted of 16.3 million euro, which is corresponding to what you have in the annual report. If we go to the following page, we see what is our geographical footprint in terms of revenues and in terms of comparison versus last year. So you see that in terms of contribution to the revenues, France and UK are the biggest markets so far, followed by Italy. What is important to mention is that on one side, of course, is a very, very balanced footprint. On the other side, with the acquisition of Comvel from the ProSieben group that we have finalized at the end of 2017 and which will be covered few slides from now by Fabio, the weight of Germany on a restated pro forma basis will increase substantially in 2018, because if we would incorporate the revenues generated from WEG.DE, which is the brand of Comvel, Germany would go from 15 million euro to 34.4 already in 2017. So we are increasing significantly our weight and our presence in a market which is very rich. I go to page 9. Page 9 is very important because it shows the diversification results. So the results of the diversification strategy that the group has started from the acquisition of lastminute.com. So you see on the right, we show the weight of the various categories in the total revenues amount. You see that flight are showing a decreasing percentage term, percentage contribution in terms of total revenues. So 43% in 2017 versus 47% in 2016, which means that more than 50% of the revenues of the group at the end of 2017 comes from non-flight business. And if we build up the non-flight business, you see on the right part of the chart that dynamic packages are tremendously increasing. So the increase in terms of revenue split of the non-flight part shows that dynamic package go from 38% to 48%, which is exactly the strategy that we are having in order to more and more enhance our margins. On always on the right hand side of the chart, on the bottom part, you see the contribution of what we define ancillaries. Ancillaries today represents 25 million euro of revenues, so approximately 10% of our overall business revenues, with approximately 47% increase versus last year. So it has become a very important pillar in our strategy aimed to add the new revenue streams to the existing ones. A snapshot on MetaSearch on page 10. The MetaSearch business is growing tremendously. So it's here you see revenues and EBITDA generated from the MetaSearch business over time. So you see that this year we are reaching, this year meaning 2017, we are reaching 54 million euro revenues versus 47 in 2016, with a 35% increase in EBITDA generation. So EBITDA of the MetaSearch business has reached 13 million euro. Again, this is the result of the broad strategy of the company, which aim to diversify revenues and EBITDA from a comprehensive, proposition towards the customer. I think I can pass to Fabio Cannavale back in order to comment yes. about the next steps.
Next step, so we go to page 12. So we think our company is ready to serve the way of the online travel market consolidation. So at the end, I recap what we think is our core strengths and competitive advantage. So we have a comprehensive brand architecture, that we have a multi-brand strategy, global and local. We have a brand like Lastminute that is global, and we have some local brands very strong in all the main country in Europe, with Volagratis in Italy, Rumbo in Spain, back now in Germany. Then we have a business model that it's very clear with a diversified revenue stream. We have a technology strength, so we heavily invest since the startup of our company in technology. We are still, I would say, spending or even overspending in technology, because we think that we are a technological company that is not only having good websites, but it's really, and we did a lot of effort in the last 2 years to have everything that is managed in an automatized way. We developed this year new tools, for example, to manage our own employees and all our company. We want to be a modern company where everything is data-driven, and is analyzed and used more modern tools. Then we have, as you said, a very in travel is very important breadth of our product mix. So we can give to our customer a full product palette, and we can give really be the modern kind of tour operator. We are financially robust, and we are not like other company in our sector that always have, let's say, necessity or too much debt. At the end, we always have been cash positive. Then we have market leadership in the five main core Western European countries. And then we have a very clear ownership and experience management team. We are on that also another exception where we have the founder of the company that still control the company and still manage the company with the full commitment by for me and Marco on the success of our company. And we build in the time a team of international top professionals that are very strong in all the core area. And this is really our main strength for the future and development of the company. Based on that, what we see on next. On next, we see that as we did and we've seen in the next slide, we are an active player in the consolidation in our sector. And we plan to be the same also in the next year. And we have a lot of opportunity and different scenario that we are exploring. We are continuously expand to increase and diversify our revenue stream, both organically and with M&A activity. We are investing heavily in our strategic area, that the main one is dynamic packages and meta activity, where we think we can really build one of the best technology in Europe for this kind of product. And then we have, and we want to invest, and we have already a very strong brand awareness. We have a strategy that in the year, not only by the company we did, but also for the acquisition we did in the past, like Last Minute and BackDA, we have a lot of organic traffic, and we are not pursuing meta, especially in our core business, that is packages and travel. There are no meta activities, so we have all the strategy based on the strength of the brand. Millions on investment is done in the past and currently in advertising offline and online to establish very strong brands in all the European countries. To give an example of our strategy and how where are we going is the deal that we let's say closed at the end of last year with the acquisition on the end of December of BackDA from the brand BackDA from the company Convel from Sibin Travel is an acquisition that we look after for almost 1 year and we negotiated to have also an interesting price for us. At the end, we bought the number 4 OTA in Germany. That is the largest market for vacation in Europe and one of the largest in the world. And this is a great opportunity for us to leverage on current activity that we have in Germany. After only 23 days, we implement most of the integration from the two companies. We restructure both company, having a one team that is working together to really leverage on the resources for Germany in this year. The brand has a very strong awareness thanks to the fact that was owned and managed for the last 8-9 years by ProSieben, that is one of the largest TV company in Germany. And so that's they invest heavily in marketing on TV, and that is the reason why we bought this brand, because there is a lot of organic traffic. In numbers, this is a gross travel value of over 200 million and a revenue of almost 20 million. And what is very important for us is totally focus on our core market for the next years for our growth, that is travel and leisure, that is mainly package, 80%, and the rest is hotel only. And we have already introduced in this market, in this brand, also the dynamic package with our technology. With this acquisition, Germany become a stronger country for us. It's going in total revenue is surpassing Spain. And especially even more important, if you look travel and leisure revenue, as we have a very small amount of flights in Germany, Germany is the country together with UK where we have more revenue from travel and leisure. And this is for us a very, very important point to even grow more this market. With this acquisition, and we saw, as we see in the left part of the slide, we have now, as pro forma consolidated of last year, more or less the same revenue from package and flights. And if you look at the first quarter, the preliminary result of the current trading, we have the travel and leisure surpassed, let's say, flight in revenue. This is we are very happy of this result. That, by the way, is thanks of three reasons. First is the very strong organic growth of our dynamic packaging business in all the market, especially UK and France. So organic growth of our own technology. Then we have now a very interesting opportunity of having partnership with other players to give this technology. I remember we start investing in this technology of dynamic package 10 years ago. Today, we have probably one of the best technology in Europe, and probably we are one of the largest companies selling this product in Europe. One of the result of that is a partnership with the leading travel company in the world, as is Booking.com. We are at the moment the exclusive partner for them for dynamic packaging, and we are present at the moment in UK, France, Germany, Spain, and Italy. We have, let's say, the tab of Booking.com dynamic package is our solution in private label, and we are talking with them to further expand this partnership that is boosting our growth, additionally to organic growth. The third source of growth is, of course, the acquisition of WEG.DE, that, of course, as we said, is a good volume. So all in all of that is, at the end, we, let's say, achieved this quarter a milestone for us that is having more revenue from travel and leisure versus flights. Why I say is a milestone? Because, as you see in the last years, dynamic packaging and all the travel and leisure business is growing, double digit, while flights, that this is structural in Europe, the margin of flights are decreasing, the volume more or less are constant in Europe, because then flights is growing very fast outside Europe, but we are mainly present in Europe. And so for the next year, starting from this year, having more share of revenue in the part that is growing double digit, it's and having the flights that are constant or let's say decreasing, at least in margin, in total revenue more or less is flat or could be decreasing, at the end the growth of the travel and leisure will overcome the decrease of the other sector. And of course, when something like that, as we were 3-4 years ago, is 80% flights and 20% package, as also from some of our competitors, is very difficult, let's say, to overcome the decrease of one business if the other one is smaller. When the core business is bigger than the flights one, it's much easier for the future leverage on this growth. I thank you for this is finished, and now we are open for your questions.
The first question is from Budewin, who's from Atria Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Barventus. I got a question regarding the self-tender offer. Can you provide us with an update on the process? And also, when do you foresee the start of the tender? And lastly, can you say whether the terms will be changed or not? Thank you.
Hello, this is Nicolò Bossi speaking. Yes. Yes, the company is still planning to launch the partial tender offer as we pre-announced on middle of December. It would be hopefully in the next days, I would say, be maximum 2 weeks in order to get all the final documentation ready. It is subject to the approval by the Swiss Takeover Board. So far, in any case, the company has no indication that the approval will not be granted. So I would say that it's more technical and bureaucratic stuff to be concluded. It took longer than expected at the beginning of the process, but we are very close to the finish line.
No, that's good news. And the terms will be the same?
Yeah, the terms would be the same of what disclosed in the pre-announcement on the 15th of December. We are talking about the price, 16 Swiss franc, over 15.8% of the capital due to the fact that end of January we canceled the 765K shares. So the original 15% on the historical issued capital became 15.8%. So we're talking about 2.2 million roughly shares under the tender offer.
And suppose more shares will be tendered, you will use a progression procedure. Can you say something about that?
Yeah, I confirm that we will use a prorata mechanism, even if at the beginning of the process it was our intention to be more flexible, but the authority were of a different view, and so they stated that the offer must be launched on a fixed basis, and so without no flexibility to extend the size of the offering during the offer period.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
There are no more questions at this time. Gentlemen, would you like to conclude the call?
Yes, I thank you very much. And if there is any further call, please don't hesitate to contact me or Nicolò offline. And we are always, as usual, available to answer to any question about our shareholders. Thanks to everyone.
Thanks and bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing Chorus Call and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.